Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef's Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for an appropriate zivig for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and the refuah shleima for Eliyahu ben Sora, and the Eloi Nishmas, Malkov Asarav Chaim Yitzchok, Avrom Shleima Chaim, Horav Shleima Chaim ben Horav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe and Leilu Nishmas Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoyach. This Makas HaKovid that we have been, I would say, suffering through, certainly been challenged by, over the past 3 months, at least, has certainly taken its toll in many different ways. But one of the tolls that it has taken for some, although for others it may have been just the opposite, but for some it has taken the toll in that it diminished their ability to find the strength and the ability almost to put their trust in Hashem's chesed. You know, when we see pain and suffering, when we see challenge surrounding us, so we very often become agitated, disillusioned, and sometimes it makes it difficult to find that strength to trust in Hashem. And if we analyze the formula, the classical formula, the formula that David HaMelech taught us early on in the Sefer Tehillim, and we apply this problem to that formula, we might be able to see another dimension that can help us cope with the deficit that challenges and sorrows provide us with to interfere with the bitochen, and maybe even regroup and use it as a source of strength. David HaMelech in Kapitel Yod Gimel teaches us the yisod of bitochen. We've mentioned it in this forum many times. Vani b'chasta chobotavti. I trusted in your chesed. David HaMelech does not say, and he's hiding in the cave, he's being pursued for his life. He says, O'iro einai pen ishan hamobes, this is in Kapitel Yud Gimel. But he does not say, v'ni b'chastucho b'tachti, that I have confidence in your chesed, that you will save me. He starts with, v'ni b'chastucho b'tachti, I have confidence in your chesed. I look around the world. I see olam chesed yibone. I see you created the world with chesed, for chesed, constantly doing chesed. I see all the chasodim that apply to the entire Bria on a daily basis. I see that you're mechadish v'tuvei b'chol yom tovim ma'aseh bereishis, recreating the world every day, as the Alter Rebbe Slabodka points out, for each individual person individually. And I get it. V'ani b'chas b'chol, I trust in your chesed. I trust that you're a kol kuloi chesed. Yogel libi b'shuasecho. And the Vilna Goin explains that your gale is a loshen osin. I feel inside, because of that intense trust in your chesed, that my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. The Yeshua will definitely come. Your gale libi, my heart will rejoice, b'Yeshua secho. Not just b'chastecho, b'Yeshua secho, your Yeshua. It will happen. And then, of course, he says, oh, Shira Hashem, I'll say Shira when it happens. So, the formula for developing bitochen that David HaMelech teaches us, focus on the chesed Hashem. See the expanse of that chesed. See the intensity of that chesed. See the infinity of that chesed. It's endless. And that gives us the strength to start to feel that, you know, with all that commitment to chesed, I'm beginning to be quite certain that I too will rejoice in the Yeshua based on that chesed that Hashem bestows to the world on an ongoing, constant basis. The problem then becomes when I look around, and besides seeing chesed, I see what appears to me to be the antithesis of chesed. And certainly in these last 3 months, to the naked eye, it certainly looks that way. So much suffering, so much tragedy, so much challenge, so many families affected by such overwhelming things, and the extent of the illness and the danger and the tragic end for so many. It clouds the vision of Vani Bachastuch Batachti. I don't see the chesed so clearly. I see other things too. I heard a very nice word from Dr. Marcel Bieberfeld, and I was very taken by it. And I searched a little bit, and I found that although the conventional pshat is not that way, the Malbim in Tilim actually learns that way. The pasuk says, "Rabbi machoivim l'rosho, v'abriteich b'Hashem chesed yisevven." Great are the pains that the Rosh suffers, but one who puts his trust in Hashem will be surrounded by chesed. And that's Kapitel Lamed Beis in Tilim. And Poshet the Pshat is that a one who puts his trust in Hashem will experience this feeling of chesed Hashem all over him. He'll see the chesed heals, see the chesed heals, see the chesed heals. Whichever direction he turns, he's surrounded by chesed. Chesed Hashem will be showered upon him. But Dr. Bieberfeld suggested that there may be another idea, and that is, Ani b'chaslecho b'tachti, excuse me, v'avutech b'Hashem chesed yisrevenu, one who trusts Hashem will be surrounded by chesed. He says that means that everything that surrounds him, even those things that seem so anti-chesed, that seem to be the antithesis of chesed, he, the v'avutech b'Hashem, the one who has true confidence in Hashem's chesed, will see the chesed in those things too. Will not only, I would imagine, see the elements of chesed, but will see everything. Will view whatever happens. Will recognize whatever happens. That's all chesed. There's chesed that I like and chesed that I may not like so much. There's chesed that's sweet and there's chesed that may be bitter. That's all chesed. Kol ma de'ovid rachmono le'tavovid. Whatever Hashem does, it's all for the good. And if I look around and I could focus on the fact that, yes, it may be beyond my comprehension. I don't understand this chesed. I can't imagine sometimes how that could be chesed. But if I know that everything is chesed, I know that everything Hashem does is letav, and I know Hashem does everything. That helps me to strengthen my confidence in the chesed Hashem. And by looking at it that way, that allows me that helps me not to be affected negatively by the fact that despite all the positive chesed that I see some challenging things which don't add up in my mind to being the chesed Hashem. And I found that the Malbim actually learns the same pshat in that pasuk, that he will see that he is surrounded by chesed, even though so much of it may seem just the opposite and maybe even not to his liking. And that's the power of the Boteach Hashem, because one who truly trusts Hashem and trusts Hashem chesed, so he knows everything Hashem does is chesed. He's the toiv ki lecholu rachamecho. He's the good one whose rachamim is never withheld. He's the merachim, the merciful one, ki lo samu chasodecho, and his chesed is never ends. It's endless. And that gives us the strength to continue hoping to Hashem. So I think at times like this, when we are still, Baruch Hashem, seems to be much less every day, we hope and pray to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that it only continues to get less and there's no upward spikes that could happen sometimes after the opening up. And we look around, but we see like things that are confusing. And if we allow ourselves to recognize that this too is chesed, how? I don't know exactly. Eoiv tried to figure it out for 38 prokim until in Perek Lamed Ches, Hashem said to Eoiv, Eifo ha'yisa v'yos di'oritz. You weren't around from the beginning of time. You don't understand all the machinations and all the chishbonos that go into this world, especially when there's this world and then there's an eternal world beyond. So we may not understand it. We may not be able to imagine how it could be chesed, but we have to know that everything Hashem does is chesed. And when we take that attitude, when we look around, and no matter what we see surrounding us, we at least intellectually admit and recognize that this is chesed. This chesed I get. This one's beyond me. This one I can't imagine. But it's all chesed. That gives us the strength to take that v'ani b'chasdu chobotachti and say, I trust in Hashem's chesed. And those things that seem contrary to the midas ha-chesed, I know that they too are chesed, although beyond my ability to understand. And when it takes that, when you could take that attitude, then we're capable of strengthening ourselves, not allowing ourselves to be deterred or distracted from the midas habitochin because of those things that are so confusing around us. And then we're capable of taking ourselves to the next level of Yogei Libi Bishua Secho, and as the Goyim says, that I just feel that I know it's in the future. I know I will rejoice in that Yeshua. And we might add to that that some of the Mefarshim say that when we see the word Yeshua Secho in your Yeshua, in your salvation, it doesn't only mean, as we think of it, as the salvation that you will bestow upon us. It really refers as well to Hashem's salvation for himself. Because we know that when Klal Yisrael is in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain. Behold, Tzorosom Loitzor. He feels the tzar of Klal Yisrael. And the Mele of Yeshua is as much his Yeshua, his salvation from this sorrow, bizchus abitochen, and now he's able to justify bringing about the Yeshua, as much as it is for us. In fact, we may have mentioned this here once, when the posuk in Parshas Vayelech says, "Astir aponai, I'll hide my face." So the Das Zaken Mibalei HaTosfos says, a moshel to a father, it's a derech ab chibo, he says, it's an expression of love, that he's hiding his face. What does that mean? He's not hiding his face from us. He says, Moshel to a father who tells his son's Rebbe, please hit him. He must be hit. He deserves to be hit. He needs to be hit. It's for his benefit. But I have to turn the other way. I can't watch it. My rachmonis that I have for my son doesn't allow me to see the very thing that I told the Rebbe to do to him because he so critically needs it. I can't bear to watch his pain. That's the moshel of Esther Ponim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daskeinu says Kaviyochol Ki'ilu Kaviyochol, so to speak, can't even bear to watch the pain. When we know that the pain that he inflicts, he can't bear to watch, then why is he doing it? It's only chesed. He knows it's for our benefit. It's so painful to him, maybe even more than it is to us, he has to turn the other way. But he does it all because of our benefit. And when we can look at B'teach B'Hashem Chesed Yisroel Avenu, when we can look at the surroundings as Chesed, no matter what they happen to contain, then we're ready to move up to the next level of such a confidence in Hashem's total Chesed that Yogi Libi, even me, even my little peckle, he's going to take care of also. And I now know I will rejoice in that Yeshua.